Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll return in a moment with today's guests, Sarah and Karen Deal, of the Operation Christmas Child, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who lived within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
Okay, so here it is, October, and we're going to talk about something about Christmas. And everyone says, when is Christmas going to start? Like in August? They start hanging this stuff immediately after Thanksgiving, I've seen on the town streets. But we're going to be talking about this because this is a long-form Christmas charity promotion. And the two people that are with me are Sarah and Karen Deal, and they're with Operation Christmas Child in South Central Pennsylvania. So first of all, Karen, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to do this.
Well, thank you for having us.
And Sarah, you're a good sport too. Sarah and Karen, in case you hadn't picked up on this, are daughter and mother. And I'm going to leave it up to you to figure out which one's which, because they both look young to me. So I think that would be a good idea. We'll leave it up to the audience and find out. Now, Karen actually is the mother. I don't know if you're the boss, Karen, but you're definitely the one who made this appointment to do this. You're in a church called the Grace Bible Church in Hollidaysburg, and as is Karen. What connection did that church have to do with this operation?
We collect shoeboxes locally here in Bedford County, and we would take our boxes to Grace Bible Church. They were the main collection center. And then they, in turn, would send them to Charlotte, North Carolina to be processed.
The church is kind of a local conduit of where things begin.
Yes.
How about you, Karen? Same idea? The church is kind of the way it's organized locally for you?
Yes, that's correct. Right. That's how individuals are involved from the get-go as an avenue for getting their boxes eventually to a child.
Okay. Now, we're going to have to start at the beginning here because you both talked about these magical boxes. And for all I know, they have a guitar inside them. I don't know what they are. So I need one of you to explain to me maybe what the mission is here. What is Operation Christmas Child, and what do these boxes have to do with anything?
Each shoebox is packed individually. There isn't a magical list of items that has to go in every single box, but it's tailored as the individual wants to pack it. And suggested items that we would encourage listeners to pack in a shoebox would be like a soap, a bar of soap, a wash rag, toothbrush, toothpaste, coloring books, crayons, pencils, school supplies, those kind of things.
So these things are very practical. They have a real use.
Definitely, yes.
Now, who are the recipients of these gifts?
The recipients are children in over 100 countries around the world, and Samaritan's Purse, or Operation Christmas Child, partners with local churches on the ground in those countries, and they use the local church as... they receive shoeboxes and they use it as an outreach to children in their communities.
Right. So if you prepare a shoebox full of these goodies, as you call them, Karen, are the children in your community receive them, or someone in Ethiopia? How's it go? Do these things go directly into the community, or they go somewhere else?
Because it's an international project, they do go overseas to over 100 different countries.
Right. But what I mean is, if I collect stuff in Hollidaysburg or here in Bedford, do they end up with needy people here, or are they just going to a big system? Is that how it goes, Sarah? They're pointing at each other.
Well, because it's international, every box needs processed before it leaves the United States. We have 8 processing centers. So our processing center close to us is Baltimore.
Gotcha.
And last year we processed 650,000 boxes in Baltimore.
Got it.
But that process was also happening in Atlanta, Charlotte, Dallas, a few other processing centers across the United States.
Okay.
It takes thousands of volunteers to get the box ready before it's shipped overseas. Many of our receiving countries have regulations and customs requirements that certain things can come in the country, certain things cannot.
Right.
One of the biggest changes this year is it's the final year that we can put toothpaste or any type of candy in a shoebox. Because it's becoming a customs issue in other countries. The other countries do not want those items in the boxes. If they would open boxes randomly and find one of those items, they would more than likely send that whole shipment back. And the purpose of the shoebox is evangelism. We send not only practical things, but we with that goes the gospel. And that is the main purpose for the shoebox ministry.
Gotcha.
It is a ministry. It's also very practical items that we send these children.
Well, that's really an interesting mission, and I didn't understand that until now, that this is a one-way trip out of the United States into these foreign countries. So you really have an international mission here.
Yes.
Regardless. So if the things you get are collected here in Bedford County or Fulton County or someplace, they're headed for places that have never seen anything like this. Now, before us, and I can't show you this because it's on radio, but they brought one of the boxes. So I was wondering, maybe, Sarah, you could help me with the box. I'm going to describe. You can pull things out of the box, and I'll tell everybody what's in it. First of all, in Sarah's right hand, she has a little bunny rabbit. About 8 or 9 inches high, not that big. I guess it's a toy for a child. And then you have a crazy art marker. And what else we have? We have a little coloring book of some kind, animal activity pad, they call it. And we have some gift wrapping. And, boy, there's all kinds of things. This does look Christmassy. And what's that thing that says Joe or Joey on it? What's that do?
Joy.
Joy. Okay, gotcha. Right, okay, right. Back to the evangelism thing. All right, good.
Each item represents something.
Gotcha. Well, maybe you'd be better to describe some of these things. What am I looking at right now?
We have a pair of socks. We have some hair ties. This box is for a girl. A towel. We have Play-Doh. School supplies, pencils, pens. A kazoo, a necklace.
Kazoo? Notepads. Oh, I bet that's a huge hit. I bet they love that. Drive their parents crazy for the next 8 months. So this is the box. Now, does the box have a name?
We call this a Go Box. It's
Go Box.
A gospel,
okay.
Gospel opportunity box. But any box can be used. We do have these, but we encourage people to use any box. A lot of people will use a plastic box with a lid on,
right.
And then the child can use it for storage. Sometimes they carry water in it. We don't have a standardized box, but we do recommend smaller boxes because more children can get a box then. We've seen huge boxes come in that I think people are trying to give that child everything they've never had. But, you know, that's great, and we tell them they can do that. But if you understand the concept of the project, that big box could be made into 2 smaller boxes.
Gotcha.
And 2 children could benefit instead of 1.
Our guests today are Sarah and Karen Deal, and they're the area coordinators for Operation Christmas Child of the South Central Pennsylvania. And you're hearing about the astonishingly interesting work that they do. There are a lot of religious charities that are involved in this sort of thing, but your idea is very unique. How long has this been around, Operation Christmas Child?
Since 1993.
Well, it's been a long time.
We got involved the year 1994, so we have been doing different aspects of the shoebox for 22 years.
Sure. So you're really early adopters of this stuff. You were right there at the beginning. And so you must have been a little girl at that time.
Yeah, I was 9 years old when we first were involved in the project, and I just remember it being presented in such a way that I couldn't help but want to be a part of it, because I had the opportunity as an individual to pack a shoebox as a tool to reach someone with the gospel. And at 9 years old, I didn't know that I could impact someone's life hundreds of thousands of miles away in another country. And just to see the impact that I could make as a 9-year-old girl really grabbed my heart at that age. And we've been involved ever since.
Do you ever receive any feedback as a result of this?
We have received letters over the years. They do recommend that, first of all, you pray over the box before you do anything. Mm-hmm. Then you can write a note, put a picture in, and put your address on. Sometimes we get letters back. It's really amazing what has happened with certain letters that have come back from kids that received boxes.
Yeah. Have either of you ever been to any of these foreign countries where they've done it? You have it. Okay. Yeah. Karen is shaking her head. So that's what we have to tell people. You're shaking your head. So tell me what you're doing with that, Sarah.
Yes. In 2004, when I was 19 years old, I had the opportunity to travel to Costa Rica. And I was one of 18 people chosen from the United States that year to go. Samaritan's Purse takes a small group of people who really want to go and experience the shoebox distribution and more or less go the full circle from packing a box to processing it to actually handing it out to a child. So in 2004, I was able to go to Costa Rica for about 10 days just before Christmas, and it was one of the most incredible joys I've ever experienced in my life. Coming from the States, everything's in high-speed Christmas mode, to landing in a country that poverty is just everywhere you look, and seeing children who have never received a gift in their life for Christmas, for a birthday, for any other reason, be given a shoebox, the joy on their face is indescribable. To see them open a shoebox and pull out a bar of soap or a wash rag or something we take for granted was truly a Christmas I'll never forget.
And Sarah, not only must have that been a moving experience, but when you did that, did the child have any concept of Christmas, the whole idea of Christmas, Christ's birthday, all of that?
More than likely, they might know of Christmas, but not grasp the whole concept of Christmas. Like we mentioned previously, the box is distributed through a local church, so the child would have to have some contact either with the church or someone in the community to have a shoebox, but might not necessarily have made that decision on their own to accept Christ as their personal Savior. So as we mentioned, I think the most incredible thing about this project is myself and you and anyone in the community has the opportunity to use a shoebox as a tool to go to a child that traditional people don't get to go every day, or even traditional missionaries, or just we have the opportunity to make a difference in children's lives.
Sounds like you're doing it in a very profound way with a very simple method. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Sarah and Karen some more about what you need to do to get one of these shoe boxes together. It looks simple here sitting on this table, but I'm just guessing there's probably a little more to it as Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. Long before electronic ignitions, in-dash entertainment, alloy wheels, and moonroofs, our family has provided your family with worry-free transportation and reliable service. One of the great things about living in Bedford County is that all of us still appreciate personal service and the value of a reputation. So many things we want today are measured only by appearance and price. At Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, we strive to do more for you so that we can succeed. In all the years we've been in business, we've never lost sight of the fact that purchasing a car is a big deal for any family, including my own. Your car or truck is your connection to the outside world, whether it be your job, church, or family. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru understands your needs, and that is why we invite you to visit us first. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, where buying a car or truck is always worry-free.
This is Dave Covison of Bedford County Department of Emergency Services. You're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
We are back with Sarah and Karen Deal of Operation Christmas Child here. And oh, by the way, I meant to mention, we are recording our radio show today at Hebrews on Richard and Pitt Streets. We always want to give them a nice plug, as they always let us sit in this corner table here, unless we chase everybody out of the room, looks like we may have done today. So anyway, yeah, it's always good to be here. And I want to remind you, too, that the program today is sponsored in part by the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, who proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And we do want to thank them. A couple of weeks ago, we went to their chamber showcase, which was just a blast of a show. And if you ever get a chance to do that next year, it's out at the airport. It's really a neat thing to go to. Sarah, I'm going to address this to you since you're the closest one to the box. There's a lot of questions people might have. Like, all right, I want to get involved in this through my church or your church, Grace Bible, or something. Karen mentioned the box doesn't have to be a shoe box, but that looks like a pretty good container. And I guess you go down to the shoe store and you say, you have any extra shoe boxes? And they say, yeah, we got them piled up in the back. Here's one. So that's a good possibility for a container. But what kind of items should we look forward to putting in this box?
For me, I always, number one, make sure I put a stuffed animal in my box. A lot of these countries that receive shoe boxes, the children have been through war, natural disasters, diseases, they've lost family members, and it's just really nice to have something that a child can personally love and hug. So I always recommend putting a stuffed animal in. Other items I would always suggest would be coloring book and crayons. Kids love coloring, they love color. Practical items such as soap and wash rags are always good. Hair brushes, hair ties for girls. Little boys love any kind of trucks or cars. As my mom mentioned previously, this is the last year for toothbrush or toothpaste. Right. You can still put toothbrushes in. But health and hygiene items are good. Things that cannot go in are breakable items, things that are chocolate or meltable items, liquids. And there are reasons behind why these things cannot be sent. Obviously, if it's a liquid item, these shoe boxes are packed with thousands of other shoe boxes in a sea container. And if one of those would leak or break, it obviously not only ruins that box, but a lot of other ones in it. The chocolates obviously are going to hot countries as well as cold ones, and they can melt and make a mess. Breakable items, we wouldn't want a child to, you know, get a cut or something from something that is broken. So you can go on the website and look at the items that are suggested and ones that are accepted and ones that aren't. But it's fairly simple to pack a shoebox.
And I would assume that you wouldn't want to put anything there like a bottle of aspirin or anything like that for the same reason.
No medications or seeds. Those kind of items are customs issues or safety issues.
I will tell you, as an aside, I read a very interesting documentary story once about World War II when mothers and fathers were sending their young sons stuff in boxes similar to this to the front in Europe. And the Hershey Chocolate Company invented a chocolate bar that doesn't melt just for that purpose. And it was called the War Bar. And apparently it was just like a Hershey bar, but you could put it under 150 degrees of heat and it wouldn't melt. You ought to look into that. That might be something you might want to do. With us is Sarah and Karen Deal of Operation Christmas Child, and we're very delighted to talk to them here on Bedford County Speaks today. Karen, more to where these places go. They go, obviously, to places other than Costa Rica. You said that you send them to lots of countries. Are they always third world countries, places like Guatemala and Haiti and places like that, or do you send them to France or Russia or someplace like that?
I'm not positive how they choose the receiving countries, but we have to have partners in those countries, and the need has to be there.
Right.
They're not normally sent back to the same country the second year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So they do spread that around, how often those boxes go to certain countries.
Do you have any idea how many are actually sent by all these organizations like yours all over the country here? I mean, are there hundreds, thousands? I mean, is it a lot?
Well, since 1993, I believe we've sent like 120 million boxes worldwide.
That's a lot. Ooh. Wow. So to keep that up, you need volunteers.
Yes, we need volunteers to not only process boxes, but to pack boxes.
Right.
We are volunteers. We're not paid. And most of the volunteers do it because they love to do it. They're passionate about the project. And the main thing is it's an evangelistic tool that's being used.
Right.
A lot of people feel it's just a box of goodies, which it is a box of goodies, but it's more than that. Each box is individually packaged, and we have heard many, many stories of children that have been praying for something on the other end, and they open their box, and there's that item. I can share one story that I heard Franklin Graham share. Now, Franklin Graham is Billy Graham's son,
right.
And Billy Graham Association is the main ministry and Samaritan's Purse is under the Billy Graham Association. So anyone that knows anything about Billy Graham knows that Billy Graham always talks about the gospel.
Right.
He always brings his messages back to the gospel. So that's why we're so drawn to this ministry, because it is very much an evangelistic outreach. And because the boxes are individually wrapped, Franklin Graham told a story one time about being in Eastern Europe, and he was in a building that was bombed and the windows were blown out and it was cold and it was drafty. And he said, I remember a little boy sitting there with no coat. And when he opened his box, there was a coat in that box. Mm. So when you say you can't put God in a box, that's not true, because some of these stories, obviously somebody has been impressed to put a certain item in a box that is desperately needed on the other end.
Yeah.
So not only does that child benefit from a tangible item, they have received hope through that particular item.
So this is what keeps you going, for sure.
Yes, because it's those stories that you know you're making a difference. Because people, when they spend their time, you want to know that your time is valuable and what you're doing is making it worthwhile to someone else. And well, the other story I was going to share about the note in a box, we just learned about this last year. There was a boy when he was 9 from Idaho, and his family packed boxes, and he took a picture, and he was had a little cowboy outfit on. So he included the picture with his name and address and everything, and he sent the box off, not thinking much more about it. And that box went to a little girl in the Philippines. And she lived in a very, like a swampy area or whatever. So as the years went by, you know, things in the box got used and whatnot, but she kept the picture. Well, when she got older, she had the means to try to find this person on Facebook. Well, she eventually sent him a friend request, and he thought, well, who is this person in the Philippines? I don't know anyone in the Philippines. Well, he friended her, and they started talking back and forth, and long story short, he wanted to go meet her.
Hmm.
So he saved all of his money, bought a plane ticket with his parents' blessings, and went to the Philippines to meet this girl. Well, her father had come to know the Lord through the shoebox, through the change in her, and just seeing different things that had happened. And he went on to become a pastor. And I forget how many actually in her family also came to know the Lord, but it all came about from the shoebox. So when this young man met the girl and they decided they wanted to get married.
Hmm.
So last year, she came from the Philippines back to Idaho. They got married. And for their honeymoon, they packed boxes and they took them down to headquarters in Boone, North Carolina, and told their story.
Hmm.
So there's really some neat things that come about from the shoeboxes.
Are they still on the road doing that?
No. I don't know if they necessarily went
on
the road.
That's a great story. I mean, it's the story. I mean, it's it's not maybe only why you do it, but it's always good to see a good causal effect of something like this, because sometimes a lot of people don't get involved in these things, and they kind of never hear the end, they never hear the other side of the story, and you have the advantage of doing that.
Right.
You're listening to Karen Deal describe that story along with her daughter Sarah, who is also here, and they're here from Operation Christmas Child, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. The logistics of this thing must be significant. And I know you can't speak to the whole country, but tell me about the logistics of just getting these boxes together in the community you have, even at your own church.
Up until a few years ago, we had one drop-off location in Bedford County.
Mm-hmm.
And the project has grown to the point that my regional manager suggested I look for places to add other drop-off locations to make it easier for people to get their boxes somewhere.
Right.
And so we added 6 drop-off locations. We added, there's one in Emler. There's one in Man's Choice area. There's one in the Fishertown area. One in Hopewell. One in the Penwood area. And then our main, also there's one in Clearville. But our main area is Breezewood.
Right.
All those drop-off locations will collect boxes during National Collection Week, which is November 14th to the 21st.
Got it.
So all across the country, that is National Collection Week. And then they will be collected and taken to one of the processing centers. And for us, that'll either be Baltimore or Charlotte.
Okay. So I don't really have a name for this, but this is kind of the part of the program where I call action time. You want to find out how anybody listening to this can get involved. So let me ask you, Sarah, do they have to belong to your church to get involved in this?
They don't. And I was going to mention that this project is open and available to anyone who wants to pack a box. You don't have to attend a church. You can be just a person who lives in the local community. You can be part of a school, part of a college. When I went to college, we had college wars between our hall wars between our dorms to see who could pack the most boxes. So any person, any age, you can be 3 years old or you can be 103 years old. Anyone can pack a shoebox. It's not limited. And you don't have to belong to a church. You just have to make sure your shoebox makes it to a drop-off location.
So a group at the fire company can do it if they
want.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, and they just take it to one of the places that, that Karen mentioned. And that'll get it done. You just need to get it there, and you guys handle the rest. Is that what happens?
Yes. Right now on the website, I believe all the locations are listed by zip code. If you would go to SamaritansPurse.org.
A little fast. Samaritan?
SamaritansPurse.org.
Okay. So it's Samaritan?
SamaritansPurse.org. Or you can Google Operation Christmas Child.
Okay. Either way, it's going to get you where you need to go to get these boxes there.
Yes, and if you put your zip code in, that'll give you, like, within 50 miles the closest drop-off location.
And if we
to
go
you.
To your website, can we find the local contact here in Bedford County? Okay. Well, you've been great. And what have I missed here? Missed anything? Sarah's looked like her mind's going like 100 miles an hour.
Well, I just wanted to share a story about Costa Rica. And when we give items as suggestions to pack in a shoebox, the options are limitless, basically, other than a few items that can't be packed for obvious reasons. But I just wanted to share that if God put something on your heart to pack in a shoebox, put it in. Don't question how silly or crazy it may be. You know, if it's a soccer ball that's been deflated or an umbrella or a pair of shoes, put that item in. And it just reminded me of being in Costa Rica. And one of the most incredible stories I've ever been a part of is we were at a distribution location and the kids all lined up to receive their box. And we were opening cartons and handing them to the children. And we soon realized that we would get to the end of the carton, the last carton we had, and there would be four children at the end, but only one shoebox left in the carton.
Gotcha.
And so as a team, we got together and we said, you know, we're going to come up three boxes short. We have four kids and we only have one shoebox. What are we going to do? So we kind of just huddled in a group and we said, God, we don't know what's in this last shoebox, but when we get to the end, we're going to have no other option but to open it and divide it. And would you know that that last shoebox, whenever we opened it, there were four coloring books, four boxes of crayons, four tubes of toothpaste, four toothbrushes, and I don't know what crazy person God prompted to put four of quantities of every item in that box, but for whatever reason, that's not a normal thing. The average person would say, I'm just going to pack four shoeboxes, not put four of everything in one box. And that just goes to show that God obviously ordained for that one box to be the last box that would be divided. Just shows the incredible ways that people are faithful in packing a box, because why else would you put four of everything in a box?
Well, I can't beat that. That's a great story. I want to thank you both for being here today. It's been a pleasure to talk to both of you, Sarah and Karen Deal. Don't forget, it's Operation Christmas Child. And the website, one more time.
SamaritansPurse.org.
Okay.
Operation Christmas Child.
Okay, don't forget that. And thanks again, ladies. It was great to have you here. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru on Route 220 in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.